I would like to share with you seven Ramadan habits, not of one of the greatest believers in our time, which is great, but seven Ramadan habits of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When it comes to number one, iftar. When iftar time comes, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what does he say? لا يزال الناس بخير ما عجلوا الفطر. You will be in a good shape. Allah will bless you. Allah will honor you. As an ummah, as a family, as an individual, if you hasten in breaking your fast. Maghrib came, for example, 5:30. Don't say, let me wait 5 more minutes. Right, let me finish this phone call or finish up my homework. La. Rasulullah ﷺ says from the sunnah of Ummat Muhammad, ta'jeel al-fitr. You go right away when you break your fast. In another narration, Rasulullah ﷺ gives you a reason. One of the reasons behind that, he said, لِأَنَّ الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَى يُؤَخِّرُونَ. He says the Yahud and the Christians and the Jews, they tend to postpone, delay their breaking of their fast. Whether it's applied today or not, it doesn't matter to you or to me. Rasulullah says, hasten, we hasten. عليه الصلاة والسلام. So do I go full-fledged iftar, like, or what do I do? From the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that when Maghrib time comes, right away he breaks his fast with tumayrat or tamarat, some dates. If he could not find dates, hasa hasawatin min ma, he would take some sips of water, then he prays sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alright, so whatever your family would like to have full-fledged iftar, just a few bites, may Allah bless you, protect you, just make sure you don't postpone Maghrib very late. Alhamdulillah, we have arranged. That was the sunnah and the habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when it comes to iftar, breaking the fast. Habit number two, which is dua. Dua, and specifically at iftar time. We have two for you. One general and one specific. Dhikr muqayyad, which is Rasulullah sallam saying, ذهب الظمأ, the thirst is gone. So he eats, he drinks, then he says, ذهب الظمأ, the thirst is gone. وابتلت العروق, and the veins are moist. وثبت الأجر إن شاء الله, and the reward is guaranteed by the will of Allah. This was Rasulullah's dua, one of them that he says at iftar time. He appreciates the ni'mah, I have food, I have drink, alhamdulillah. Then look at his attitude, we should be like that inshallah. Then he says, وَثَبَتَ الْأَجْرُ. He's optimistic. I worked hard. I sacrificed hours of sweat and the heat of the sun. I'm optimistic. That's the mu'min. I worked hard. أَنَا مُتَفَائِلْ. ثَبَتَ الْأَجْرُ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ. That's the attitude of the believer. May Allah make us of that category. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Then the other type of dua, one I said is general, and now, sorry, specific. Now it's general. Ready for this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, now habit number two, dua. ثلاثة لا ترد دعوتهم. Three groups of people, their dua is never rejected. Allahu Akbar. One of them was صائم حتى يفطر. The one who's fasting until they break their fast. Tab question, just came up 2 days ago. Do I make the dua before the adhan or after the adhan? No problem, either options work inshallah. If you wish to do it right before, go for it. May Allah grant you barakah and don't forget us in your dua. If you want to do it after, alhamdulillah is also khair. So make sure, inshallah, especially with sometimes our mothers or sisters, if they're preparing things, our fathers every now and then, no need to say pressure, like, you know, stop cooking, stop everything, you have to make dua right now. No, when you make dua, you're a bit relaxed. Maybe to them it will be better right after iftar, whatever works within that time period. May Allah allow us to follow the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's two. Number three, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it comes to donations. You said something of seven Ramadan habits. What does donations have to do with it? Rasulullah used to always donate. That is true. But his donation level in Ramadan was unheard of. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was said about him, كان أجود الناس. يعني no one in the world was as generous as Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unbelievable. Unmatched. Can you imagine that level? Then the hadith says, وكان أجود ما يكون في رمضان. But his generosity, it takes like a whole other level in Ramadan. Allahu Akbar. I said it in a previous khutbah and I say it again. Some people by accident, may Allah allow us to be sincere and act correctly, they say my schedule before Ramadan is like Ramadan. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. What do you mean with that? Yani, I already read Quran, nothing will change. I already do my dhikr, nothing will change. لا, هذا, where's the humbleness? Where's the looking up to Rasulullah? That's not the attitude of a believer. What do you mean? Rasulullah wasn't as good before Ramadan? لا, لا, okay, but you have to watch what you're saying. May Allah forgive us. So as good as he was throughout the year in Ramadan, he took it to the next level. So now inshallah, my suggestion, this is not from the sunnah, is to actually withdraw some cash. I know you have debit cards, credit cards, all the good stuff, Venmo, Zelle, all the good stuff. But having cash sometimes is very quick and accessible. And sometimes, oh, I wish I had this. So go ahead, inshallah, to the bank and withdraw, bi-ithnillah. Now that I said that, some of you will be in trouble. People are like, oh, now they have all the money in the wallet. May Allah put barakah in your money. May Allah put barakah in your health. Ameer Rabbil Alameen. So these things that we learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being generous. And it says another hadith, very interesting. Karih al-mursala. He was like the very like quick wind. And one of the meanings of his generosity being like the wind does not go in like one direction, only this way. No, the wind goes this way, goes a little bit this way. So one of the meanings of it is that he serves in all good causes, alayhi salatu wasalam. So once again, may Allah allow us to follow the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. We spoke about his iftar, we spoke about dua at iftar, and now we spoke about donations. Number 4 out of 7 brothers and sisters is his Quran recitation. Quran recitation. In the authentic narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was said about him, وَكَانَ يُدَارِسُهُ جِبْرِيلُ. Jibreel alayhi salam used to come to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يُدَارِسُهُ وَيُرَاجِعْ مَعْهُ الْقُرْآنِ وَذَلِكَ كُلَّ لَيْلَ. Every single night, Jibreel comes, reviews the Quran at night time. And what does review the Quran? Looking into the meaning and the tafsir of the hadith, it says he used to review his memorization of it. That's one of the meanings, al-hifz, ta'kid al-hifz and everything, you know, and updating and reviewing all, and so on and so forth. And the question comes, brother, in Ramadan, do I read more or do I contemplate more? And there's a big discussion, kullu khayr insha'Allah. But you notice that at bare minimum, make sure that you read and you read and you read as much as you possibly can. You want to add to that tafsir, look at a surah today, inshallah, this year, Ramadan, I'm going to focus very much on Juz' al-Amma as in understanding it. Great. But don't, my nasiha, don't let that stop you from reading the Quran. Because many of the narrations of the, let's say, Sahaba, ulama, it was like how frequently they read the Quran. So may Allah grant us understanding of the Quran and application of it. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. And your Quran in Ramadan is one of the most important things. Because what made Ramadan special was the Quran. Excuse me? What made Ramadan Ramadan was the Quran. Allah says in the Quran, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. What made Ramadan so special is the fact that Quran descended in that month. So your relationship with it should be to the next level. Again, about this point with the Quran, taking it from the hadith, you notice Rasulullah ﷺ had a companion, had Jibreel alayhi salam. So one of the things that perhaps may help us with finishing the Quran, reviewing it at a consistent basis, is having good company. Maybe having a WhatsApp group of wonderful people, having a majlis in the masjid. Just try to perhaps work with some people if you need the extra motivation and to help you with words here and there. This is all from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Number 5, brothers and sisters, is the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's qiyam, his night prayers. Rasulullah ﷺ gave you a hadith, and everyone in this masjid, may Allah allow you to witness Ramadan, Ya Rab, and allow you to fulfill this hadith. What did the Prophet ﷺ say? من قام رمضان, whoever stands up during the nights of Ramadan, إيماناً واحتساباً, out of faith and out of hope in getting the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know what happens? غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. All the sins that you've done, all the previous ones are erased. What should you do? Don't miss a single night in Ramadan. May Allah make it possible for all of us, Ya Rab. And Allah is capable of fulfilling this dua. Every night. Tayyib brother, give us some tips that Rasulullah ﷺ advised us to be able to fulfill this. Ready? قَالَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وسلم, صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِنَّهُ مَنْ قَامَ مَعَ الْإِمَامِ حَتَّى يَنْصَرِفْ كُتِبَ لَهُ قِيَامُ لَيْلَةِ. Rasulullah sallam, some people like want to wonder about Taraweeh and how it was established. There's a lot of detail which we will not get into right now. But Rasulullah sallam did establish a congregation, Jama'at Qiyam al-Layl, in his masjid in Medina. And there were nights that he did not do it. So one time, it was brought to the Prophet's attention, you know, if we can pray longer, right? More and more. Because when they want to get the reward of Qiyamul Layl. Look what the Prophet said. Whoever prays Jama'ah at night, in our situation like Taraweeh, and leaves when the Imam is done, كُتِبَتْ لَهُ قِيَامُ الْلَيْلِ. You got that check, you fulfilled the night prayers. Done. One down. 29 left, inshallah. Right? And I'll be very honest with you. I hope this was made clear. Because when I heard this hadith, I thought, and I was a lot younger, I thought when the Imam is done, حَتَّى يَنْصَرِفْ means when the Imam leaves. So I actually used to wait in the lobby of the masjid after Taraweeh until the Imam goes back to his car. May Allah forgive us and grant us guidance, Ya Rabbi. What it meant is that when he's done with the salah, then you can go ahead and Qiyamul Layl is written for you. May Allah make it possible for all of us. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. The seventh and last one. Oh, sorry, the sixth one. Sahur. Sahur. I know people have different styles, different, you know, schedules and so on. But let me tell you the Rasulullah's habit and sunnah when it comes to sahur. Two hadith. Number one, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, تَسَحَّرُوا فَإِنَّ فِي السَّحُورِ بَرَكَةٌ. He says, make sure you have sahur. Sahur is the meal right before fajr, at the sahur time. وقت السحور. Even if it was a little bit, because there's barakah. There's barakah. And when Rasulullah says barakah, what does barakah mean? Okay, you drank some water. Generally speaking, when you drink water, for example, it makes you not thirsty, for example, for 3 hours. If you drink water, it will not make you thirsty for 3 hours, for example. If Allah were to put barakah in that water, you will go for 6 hours without being thirsty. This is an example of the meaning of barakah. So when Rasulullah says, تَسَحَّرُوا فَإِنَّ فِي السَّحُورِ بَرَكَةٌ means you would eat that food, and that food, there is barakah in it. It will make you last longer. You just filled gas for $5, but it took you to Ohio. That's an example of barakah. Literally, this is what barakah would to mean. May Allah put barakah in your health, in your wealth, in your family, in your life, and in your deen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Tab, look at Rasulullah. Look how much he encourages people to do suhoor. He says, تَسَحَّرُوا. In another hadith, تَسَحَّرُوا وَلَوْ بِجُرْعَةِ مَا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى الْمُتَسَحِّرِينَ. Wallahi, that's hadith is enough. It's enough, wallahi. Look what the translation is. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, have suhoor, even if it was just a little bit of water. Allah and the malaika, they pray for the one who performs that suhoor, who fulfills it. May Allah make us of those who Allah and the angels pray for. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. Now we go to the seventh and last one, brothers and sisters, which is the akhlaq of Rasulullah. We spoke about actions and so on, which is wonderful in terms of the ibadat, but there's also of the mu'amalat. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever comes to you, ahad shatamak, أو قاتلك, someone tries to curse at you, fight you, have an argument with you, you know, cause disturbance with you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what does he say? Tell and say, إِنِّي صَائِم, إِنِّي صَائِم. That's your response. Someone says, oh, you're such and such and such. إِنِّي صَائِم, إِنِّي صَائِم. I'm fasting. No response. Don't get into this. It's Ramadan. You know, people will say, showtime. This is like ibadah time. I don't have time for arguing and fighting. إِنِّي صَائِم, إِنِّي صَائِم. This was the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 7 Ramadan habits of the Prophet that I pray to Allah to allow you and I to be able to fulfill them. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. And we'll end inshallah in the second khutbah with one last hadith shows you the value and the greatness of Ramadan. Talha ibn Ubaidillah radiyallahu anhu, a great, great sahabi. He says there were two people who accepted Islam the same day. And another narration shows that they were from the Yahud, the Jews, who accepted Islam. Two of them. So one of them, كان يجتهد أكثر من الآخر. One of the two Muslim converts used to work harder than the other. More good deeds, more such and such. حتى أنه جاهد في سبيل الله. To the extent that one of them went for the jihad في سبيل الله, and he died as a martyr. May Allah grant you all the reward of a shaheed. Even if we die in our beds, Ya Rab, may Allah grant us the reward. So now, okay, so what happened? So this man died. After 1 year, بعد سنة بالضبط تقريبا, the other convert died. 1 year difference. Talha ibn Ubaidillah says, I had a dream. In my dream, there were the three of us, Talha, and the two people that accepted Islam, the one who died as a shaheed, and the one who died 1 year later. وَكُنَّ عَلَى بَابِ الْجَنَّةِ. We were at front of the gate of Jannah. Then someone from Jannah called, who, which of the three? The one who died last. آخر واحد توفي, they called him to come enter Jannah. Then they called again, the one who died as a shaheed to come in. Then that person entered. Then the caller from Jannah came to Talha, says, لم يأتي وقتك بعد. Your time is not, has not come yet. So Talha said, and I woke up and I told the world about this hadith. The Sahaba, I can't believe, this is unbelievable. Look to what I dreamt. What was shocking to them? What was the shock? Is the fact that the shaheed went to Jannah after, not before, after the one who died 1 year later, a regular death. So then they went to Rasulullah. For the Prophet says, من أي شيء تعجبون? What is so shocking to you about your dream? They said as to how the guy who died a year later, okay, a regular death, went to Jannah in my dream before the shaheed. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the Sahaba, "Alam ya'ish?" Did he not live an additional year? عاش بعده سنة كاملة, a whole year. They said, "نعم." Alam yashhad Ramadan wa yasuma? Did he not witness an extra Ramadan and fast it? They said, "نعم." Did he not pray more in that 1 year? They said, "Yes." Then he says, فَالَّذِي بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ أَخِيهِ مَا بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The status of the second one who died a year later because of the additional of Ramadan, additional of Salah, made him at a level as if the difference between the heavens and the earth, between the one who died as a shaheed. SubhanAllah, the barakah of Ramadan. May Allah allow us to witness Ramadan.